This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Joe Robbie. practice facility. I'm going to go watch the Dolphins play or practice. You know, hey, I'm going to go watch the team at Bunchfield Field at Hard Rock Stadium. And just so that name, those names are mentioned all the time. You know, I love the patch idea. I love this day. I love the statue. I just think those two dudes deserve a lot more. And they deserve something that is constantly mentioned, constantly reminding people. So that way, as we have the newer generations coming up, and they hear Don Shula Field, brother, uncle, father, grandfather explains to them, well, it's called Don Shula Field because this is what he did for this team. It's called Joe Robbie Practice Facility because Joe Robbie was, and then you go on and you tell a story of Joe Robbie. You know, that kind of stuff. I'm just one of those guys that would love to honor two men that brought me and a lot of you out there so much joy. And I know a lot of you young ball fans, to you, Joe Robbie and Don Shula, are just icons they've told you about, you know what I mean? But for the rest of us that lived it, they were our sports heroes, man, because that's all we had. We had Dolphins football and we had Canes football. That's it. We didn't have anything else. And we had some Striker soccer. Brought to you by Joe Robbie again, by the way, by that family. Just, you know, those are two men that I would like to continually honor, and not just a patch, not just a retirement name, you know, something that really stands out for them throughout time.